Traveler's Journal, September 21st. Looking artfully through the lens. Many travelers bring home stacks of images, stunning scenery, and interesting architecture. The pictures may be pretty, but often they lack life. New equipment makes taking pictures easier than ever, but professionals know that great photos are given, not taken. Capturing the soul of a place still requires collecting images that speak to the viewer. Effective photos are made with the mind as well as the eye or equipment. All great photographs have at least three elements: a special moment to record, good composition, and good light. People are also often important. Another issue is showing the pictures to others. Rather than assembling a slideshow, think of editing a narrative essay with an order that tells the story with a minimum number of images. That order often involves five primary kinds of pictures. There's the establishing shot, usually a wide image that includes both people and landscape. In addition to conveying a sense of place, good establishing shots hint at the story to come. Portraits capture a tight image of someone whose face or presence says something about the place and lets the viewer look it right in the eye. Effective action shots imply movement or change, often anticipating an event that's about to occur, effectively drawing the viewer into the scene. Telling details are close-up portraits of small items that speak volumes about the big picture. And finally, there's the ender, the shot that says the show is over. Ideally, it's a surprising image that lets viewers realize they've learned something new, that even they have changed. It sounds simple, but proficiency involves practice and study. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.